Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the first weekend release of Help I Sexed My Boss Series 7. It feels good to let it out again. This is our wonderful bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can fit in for the weekend. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G&D Divas.
The biggest thing that we need to talk about is a particular person's new pet. And we haven't enabled his microphone yet on this series, but I'm sure it'll happen at some point. But producer Ben, just after Christmas, he and his girlfriend got a new dog. Well, not a new dog, because they didn't have one already, but they got a dog.
What did we say? What did we say when he'd moved to London? When did he move to London now? Like September?
Just after Series 5, yeah.
Yeah, so he moved in September, and we said, watch out for the gentrification of producer Ben, right? It's already started. I mean, he was already there anyway, but he's gone and got himself a whippet.
Called Diego.
I mean, the name's great and he is well cute. I'm not going to lie. Ben, he's so cute, mate. He is so cute.
He is cute and he now has his own Instagram account.
Oh, no, he doesn't. No, are you joking? What? Who even are you? Why? Why are you only telling me this now? Does it actually?
Yes, Diego the Weird. Do you not follow it?
No, you've got an Instagram account. Ben, mate. So, William and I were talking about this. And, we're just worried because, like, they say pets take after their owners, don't they?
They do.
And we are slightly concerned that Diego's going to take after Ben. You know, like most dogs, you know, when you come home from work and dogs are like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You've literally been gone 7 hours. Like, oh my God, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And your dog's like, and it makes you feel like $1 million when the dog comes in. It's like, oh my God, you're my owner. I've not seen you for ages. I love you. You're my human. Ben's dog, Diego. Mm. Ben walks in. Diego, hi. Where have you been? Just been here chilling. Woof.
Do you think Diego is going to insist that he has Friday as his day off?
Oh.
And if you desperately go and try and stroke Diego, he just goes and bites your head off.
God help you if you try and take Diego for a walk on his day off. Oh, God, you will be told.
You won't hear the end of it.
Oh.
What do you think generally about pet Instagram accounts?
I mean, each to their own. I do you know what? Years ago I would have took the mic, but now I'm just like, whatever. There's a lot more going on in the world. If you want to have a pet Instagram account, do it. Mm. Can I just say to you?
Yeah.
I've not really told many people about this.
All right.
Okay. But I am thinking of maybe getting a dog myself by the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'll be the only one without a dog. What sort of dog? What breed?
I'm thinking a pug.
A pug? Don't get a pug.
Or a French bulldog. Is it French bulldog with a little pointy ears? Yeah.
I mean,
and I know that's so, like, yeah. But I just,
I see you more with a chihuahua.
I've not told anyone that. I've only told maybe one person.
Why?
I've just been seriously thinking about it, and I
your
thought,
life is too busy at the moment for a dog.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's stopping me.
You get stressed managing your own life.
Yeah.
Think how you're going to be when you're managing, you know, some dog that's sort of pooing everywhere around your house.
We can look after each other. Is Diego allowed in your bed yet, Ben? That'll stop. As soon as he crawls in at middle at night and it's dead cute.
Oh, no, don't allow a dog in the bed.
Why not? Maggie has you in.
Oh! There's only room for one bitch in our bed.
I walked into that. That's peak Hanson. That's brilliant.
And what would you call, would you get a dog or a bitch?
I don't know. Whatever.
What would you call it?
I like human names for dogs. Like my mum and our family pet's called Frank. So Alf. Blake.
You're going to name your dog after Robbie Blake?
Yeah. Margaret.
You know that I want to have a corgi called Margaret.
Oh dear.
You can't have a dog called Margaret.
I can't have it called Blake because my nephew's middle name's Blake as well. Again, after my brother's favourite Burnley player. Ben's just said, if you got a corgi as well, we could do a dog podcast. No, we're not doing a dog cast.
We could have a help I sexed my dog.
Do you really want corgis?
I want two corgis. You know, I think I've said this before. I want one called Princess Margaret and one called Group Captain Peter Townsend so they can finally be together.
Yeah. Oh, they were meant to be together, weren't they?
To be fair, I probably would get an Instagram account for them.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't. I'd just put them on mine.
Okay.
Well, whatever.
How is Diego anyway, Ben? Just quickly before we move on. Is he all right? Shitting everywhere? Yeah. And being whiny. Oh, they're the best at that age. William Hanson.
Jordan, who do you think's whiner in that household? Diego or Ben?
Ben, 100%. You got the dog going, ow, ow, ow! Ow, ow, ow! Then you've got Ben going, ow, ow, ow! Just stomp me toe! Oh!
Cat, stop stroking the dog. I want to be stroked.
Cat, give me some attention. You used to stroke my hair on the sofa. Please, cat. Please. Oh, poor cat. She's got two needy pups to cope with.
You should just say cat is Ben's girlfriend, not another
Yeah,
animal.
Like, that's not an animal.
Right, let's go to the correspondence. Hello, I'm very particular with my podcast choices. I need something not too wishy-washy, but equally something that's not too deep and existential. That's where you guys come in. Thank you. I'm a new G&Diva following Jordan's triumph in the castle, and after a bit of social media stalking, I found your podcast, and what a trio you are.
Thank
We're
you.
A duo who occasionally become a trio. William, you make me piss myself laughing, and the podcast has been a great distraction. I started listening to the newest series as it seemed the sensible option. Little did I know I'd develop an HISMB dependency, so I've been running through each series backwards. This has left me with a few questions I need answered. Is Mikey really a builder with muddy steel-toe boots?
Yes.
How did William and Jordan meet? Oh.
This is a great letter, by the way, Ben.
For Ben's sanity, I am not going to explain how Jordan and I met. Because poor Ben, for those 3 weeks you were away, when Ben had to listen to all the interviews that I did, everyone would go, so how did you and Jordan meet? And Ben, I got bored of explaining it. Ben got bored listening to it.
Okay. Let just quickly, it was 10 years ago. I was a T-boy, a runner for Radio 5 Live. William was a guest on the show. We met that way. And then we found out.
I was the talent.
Yes. And we found out that we had mutual friends. And we've been friends ever since. Next question. Don't get catty.
Their next question is, how did Mikey and I meet? Mikey seems very fun. What's your secret to your relationship? Well, I go away a lot, usually. That's normally the key.
No, usually what happens is when they fall out, William rings me when he goes for a walk around the park and goes, all right, mate. Hello, darling. He's doing my fucking head in again. And then you've just got to, like, have a best friend that you can vent to. True or false, William?
Might have happened on occasion.
And they're two very different people.
Yes, but we love each other very dearly. That's how it works. And final question. This is from, by the way, this whole late letter is from Rachel in Edinburgh. Can you both invite me for tea when this is all over? Picky or posh, I'm easy. Keep up the good work. Maybe do 2 podcasts a week.
We are.
I mean, we have done.
This is.
But thanks. Since about June, but it's fine. Obviously, an avid listener.
Why are you being catty with our listeners?
Anyway, we'd be delighted. Look, we're coming to Edinburgh. Are we doing Edinburgh? No, we're doing Glasgow. We're coming quite near you for our tour.
Yeah.
So come and say hi.
Come and see us in April, May. We're hoping it'll still go ahead. So come to see us. And thanks for listening to us and thanks for getting in touch. And yes, of course, you can come have a picky tea with us any day. Next one, please, William Hanson.
Hello, William and Jordan and producer Ben. My sister was annoyed at her tea bag recently because the little paper tag on the end of the string carried the instruction, please don't squeeze. She thought it was unnecessarily bossy for a tea bag and also wondered why it would carry such an instruction. Being American, we happily drink tea.
Why did you pause like that?
But may not carry the proper tea genetics to understand why this particular instruction is necessary or important. I admit I'll always give my tea bag a good squeeze. I wonder if it is a matter of flavour or etiquette. Flavour, no you in it. Can you explain, William? Thank you for all such an interesting, hilarious and endearing podcast. Sincerely, Amy. Really, Amy, you should be using loose leaf tea. So actually, you shouldn't be squeezing anything.
Oh, Amy, trust me, no one uses loose leaf tea. Say you have to rough it. Just say you had to rough it and you had to use a tea bag. Is it okay to squeeze them?
No.
No?
The only time you can do that, maybe, is if you've got an infusion, so like a peppermint tea, things that aren't actually tea. But if you've actually got tea leaves, or tea leaves in a bag, then no, absolutely don't squeeze it. You just leave it for longer. 3 or 4 minutes for black teas, but it does depend on strength, your own personal taste, and the temperature of the water. But we say about 3 or 4 minutes. Just leave it. Tea is not a drink to be rushed. This isn't Starbucks, where you can walk in and out with a coffee in 30 seconds. Relax. And simply take the tea bag out before you drink it.
I think it's fine to squeeze tea, you get the flavour that way. Also, though, what I was going to say is, did you see that YouTube video that went viral, that American woman that made tea in the microwave?
Maybe this is them.
Oh, maybe. Please, you make your tea however you want. Do give it a good squeeze because you get that last bit of flavour, but don't make it in the microwave.
Disgusting. Now, if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where Jordan and I can read it out. So please drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexedmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us.
We also love hearing back from the people that we've offered advice to in previous episodes. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben and let us know how you got on. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.